Southwest Valley tried to hold on tight last week in their game against IKEA Manning, but unfortunately with the endurance of the Wolves, they were not able to hold through as they fell 45-7. After multiple injuries this season, Southwest Valley has been trying a quick tempo offense to try to get the offense into a better position.
We came out right at the beginning of the game there, and we let them score on the second play of the game, but we could have rolled over, but it turned into a pretty tough battle in the first half. Ended up being down 23-7 at halftime, and guys on the defensive side of the football, it's been a real struggle this year of missing tackles, but we actually had guys flying to the ball and making plays. Offensively, we made some adjustments. We went to a hurry-up offense kind of style. I mean, we've got a lot of guys that have been out, so we've been kind of trying to figure out some new things that maybe find a new identity for us or things that can work for us. When you have a lot of these guys stepping into new roles or younger guys stepping up, we're just trying to kind of toy around with some things to try to put us in the best position possible.
With multiple injuries down the line for the Timberwolves, the underclassmen are getting a chance to show what they're made of. Gavin Wetzel has stepped up into a defensive role this season as he had a team-leading 9 tackles against IKEA Manning. The offense has also shown growth at Wyatt Mendenhall as he threw for 101 yards last week, but is out this upcoming Friday due to a concussion.
It's been phenomenal watching a lot of these young guys step into different roles and moving up from JV, you know, and some of them not expecting to play a whole lot or to play on both sides of the ball. But a guy like Gavin Wetzel did a great job the last couple of weeks of stepping in on the defensive side of the football. And then guy like Wyatt Mendenhall stepping into a quarterback role. You know, he ended up stepping in there after Evan Timmerman went down a couple weeks ago. But bad thing is Wyatt got a concussion last week, so he's going to be out this week. So it's on to number 3 on our depth chart for behind center. I mean, and Isaac Curran's going to be back there. And, you know, from what his senior leadership that he's shown and his knowledge of the playbook, I mean, there's nothing that we worry about with him being back there.
Southwest Valley continues with a next man up mentality as they are looking to finish out the season on a high note.
It's a test for us. You know, we know we've been kind of depleted because of the injury bug, and that's really taken a lot of the wind out of our sails. But it's been that next man up mentality, and it's just kind of, we've been kind of saying, you know, it's football. This is your opportunity to go out there and hit somebody, go out there and have fun. You know, unfortunately, we aren't not going to be making the playoffs. So we've kind of told a lot of the guys, you know, how do you want to be remembered at the end of this season? How do you want to remember your final days as a senior on the football team? Or how do you want to finish this season? So it's just been kind of the ask yourself a lot of questions and how do you want to be remembered at the end of this year?
This week, the Timberwolves are going to be taking on ACGC in a district matchup. ACGC is currently undefeated this season and averages 362 rushing yards per game, as they primarily have relied on the rush this season, just like every season previously. Southwest Valley sees this game as another opportunity to go out and play to the best of their ability.
It's been a real grind for us as a coaching staff, just with having to move guys into different positions and try new things out. It has been tough, but we're excited to get some of these younger guys into different spots and just kind of make them more versatile athletes. And yeah, we know it's one of, if not the toughest game on our schedule, but thing is it's another opportunity to go out there and play the game the right way. And we've kind of mentioned to the boys that, you know, they're got a lot to lose and we're at the point where we really don't. So that's when, you know, the most dangerous teams can come out, and we're hoping that we can come out from the very onset on the opening kickoff and play a good ball game. We haven't been able to put 4 quarters completely together or been able to start out of the gates hot. Usually, you know, we give up a couple blows at the beginning of the game, so then we find ourselves crawling out of the hole, and this week we're trying to flip that script.
In terms of improvements, Coach Longaball is looking for his team to play to the end of the whistle and work on group tackling. The stressor is to keep ACGC in order and rely on not just one defender, but the whole team to make the essential plays.
Kind of playing whistle to whistle. We started to see a little bit more last week of guys starting to work harder in between the whistle and not give up on a play just because you're not not right there and involved in the middle, especially on defense. Defense, we really need to start group tackling a lot more. We did last week a lot better than we have throughout the entire season. It's kind of been the one guy has to make the stop or they might end up getting a big play. But we had a lot of more team pursuit last week, and that's what we're really going to be stressing this week is you know, have that kind of bend but don't break mentality on the defensive side of the ball. And offensively, you know, with having a guy that's not, you know, traditionally a quarterback, we really need to get the ground game going early.
Southwest Valley will take on number 7 ACGC at home tomorrow with a kickoff at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.